Hey, I'm Jeremy Loeb with BPR News. You're about to hear an interview with Hannah Randall of Manna Food Bank here in Western North Carolina. We're discussing a provision that is included in the Senate budget put forward by Senator Ralph Heiss of Spruce Pine that would change the eligibility requirement for food stamps in the state of North Carolina. That provision was not included in the House version. Those two budgets are right now being negotiated by House and Senate members behind closed doors, so it is unclear whether or not this provision will survive the final negotiations. Details of the final budget proposal could be presented as soon as Friday. Hannah, first, could you tell me a little bit about Manna Food Bank?
Yeah, so Manna is the food bank that serves the 16 counties in Western North Carolina. And our mission is to involve, educate, and unite people to solve hunger in Western North Carolina. We work with about 220 partner agencies, which are the pantries in Western North Carolina, to feed our neighbors in need.
I see. Okay. Now, as we just learned, the House budget does not include the provision we're about to talk about, but the Senate version of the statewide budget does include this provision, and it was put forward by Senator Ralph Heiss of Spruce Pine. And to my understanding, what it does is changes the eligibility requirement for food stamps in North Carolina and reduces an expansion that was put in place during the Great Recession. And we have some numbers. We know kind of what the impact of this would be, but could you tell me what your understanding of it would be?
The provision in the Senate eliminates what's called categorical eligibility for food stamps, which is a federal provision that 38 out of the 50 states have that allow the people that are between 130 and 200% of the federal poverty level to be eligible for food stamps if they're already eligible for some kind of other poverty alleviation assistance. So obviously, these are people that are working families that have compounding factors in their lives, be they disability or needing childcare services. And then instead of them having to separately apply for or find out if they're eligible for food stamps, there's a streamlined process called categorical eligibility that allows them to automatically not only be eligible for food stamps, but for school-age children, they are then eligible for free or reduced lunch programs as well. And these are federal funds that come into North Carolina to fund this program. So the state doesn't actually pay for SNAP benefits to recipients. And what's being proposed is that as a state, we ban the Department of Health and Human Services' ability to have categorical eligibility for recipients.
So if in the negotiations this provision does survive, this would mean that only families making 130% of the poverty level would be eligible for food stamps. Is that right?
That is what it means. So it means that working families that fall between 133% and 200% of the federal poverty level would no longer be eligible not only for food stamps, but if they have school-age children, those children would also not be eligible for free or reduced lunch.
You work in this field, obviously. Can you just tell me what we're talking about when we're talking about a family that makes 200% of the poverty level? What does a family like that look like?
For a family of four, people that are at 130% of the poverty level are making $2,633 a month. And the people that are in that categorical eligibility window make between $2,633 a month and $4,050 a month. So these are families, essentially, if you do the math, that are making $48,000 a year or less that would no longer be able to have food stamps. So when they run into things in their lives, like their car breaks down or they have a high medical bill, that's when things start to get really, really tough for these families that have compounding factors, when it's really hard to save money anyway. So this program, you know, allows them to know that their children will have lunch when they go to school every year. And housing is expensive, as well as wages being stagnant and healthy food costing more. You know, we kind of have a unique socioeconomic storm, if you will, in Western North Carolina, where we have several low-wage jobs, which in and of itself wouldn't be the end of the world, except for when you couple that with the high housing costs. We have the highest housing costs in North Carolina right here in Buncombe County. And then when you couple that with the high cost of transportation, because there's a rural footprint here and so many people have to travel far for work, and we don't have sophisticated public transportation here for people, it really, really does get incredibly difficult for families when any one thing goes wrong. And this program, Categorical Eligibility, allows families to stay lifted up out of poverty, keeping them from that real downward spiral that they can never recover from. Locally, in terms of the counties that MANA serves, this affects about 9,500 people. Over 3,000 of those are children.
So you're talking about the 16 counties that you serve?
Yes.
Do you
and then if you want to just look at Buncombe County, it's over 3,000 people, and over 1,000 of those are children.
We've reached out to Senator Ralph Heiss and haven't heard from him yet, but I know from other media reports that he's explained it as the rationale for his provision is essentially that times are a little better now and he wants to make sure that food stamps go to the neediest people. How would you respond to that?
This program is vital for supporting low-income people moving into middle class because these are working people. And particularly in Western North Carolina, like I said, we have this unique socioeconomic storm where we haven't fully recovered in every part of our economy, especially if you look out into our rural counties in Western North Carolina where people really are struggling. And these are the people that are working families that are trying to achieve that middle class dream.
Do you see any reason why the eligibility requirement should come down, or are you completely opposed to it?
At this time, we're opposed to it because of the factors that I described earlier that are happening in Western North Carolina. You know, that's our specific area that we serve. We've actually had an increased need in people needing our services. We moved to moving 16.4 million pounds of food last year. So we distribute the equivalent of over 37,500 meals per day at MANA, and that's an increase from the year before. So we continue to see the lines get longer, and that's why we oppose it.
Is any of your opposition also having anything to do with the uncertainty at the federal level?
There is uncertainty at the federal level. You know, if you look at the recent budget where there's a proposed $194 million cut to SNAP, it's very significant. It would literally be billions of meals a year that people no longer have access to. And charitable organizations like food banks can't make up that full difference. In fact, charitable organizations actually feed about 10% of the total meals that SNAP provides each year on a federal level. So if you think about if that SNAP program, if food stamps are cut, that is going to be an impossible hurdle for charitable organizations from churches to food banks to local food pantries and partners to make up.
I see. Okay. And that would largely fall on your organization, I guess, right?
It would, and our 220 partners in Western North Carolina.
And I'm just going to take a guess that you guys are probably working to capacity already. Is that right?
Oh, yes, we are. And like I said, we increased our meals to over 16.4 million pounds last year. And so when you think about that, we continue to increase year over year, you know, we eventually are not going to be able to make up that gap because we distributed the equivalent of 13.6 million meals last year just in Western North Carolina alone. So when you think about these cuts at a federal level to both SNAP and the TFAP program, which is the Emergency Food Assistance Program, you know, we do have a lot of concern for our neighbors in need because so many of us are just one or two situations away from needing assistance. And we need that safety net to be there for families so they don't go into that downward spiral where they can never recover.